Welcome to the guided meditation. Basic physical posture comprises the 7 points. And first, if you are sitting on the floor, on the cushion, then you have option either Padmasana, lotus pose, or just cross leg. If you can't sit on the floor, also you can sit on the chair, but should not really hang your legs firmly, two legs on the ground. So it's very important. This is the first point. The second, hands in the mudra of the meditation, means right palm on the left, two thumbs slightly touching, place under your navel. So this is the second point. Either two palms just rest on your knees. So two different options. Choose. And third is relax your shoulder. Don't really lift like this. Just relax. Drop your shoulder. And then fourth, the neck slightly bend, slightly like this. And then fifth, the spine straight or aligned, but not stiff. So you try to maintain this. And then six, the eyes. In the beginning, slightly open your eyes. Then throughout the meditation, you might close spontaneously. Then you don't need to open. Just let it be. This is the six. And the seven, the lips and the teeth naturally relaxed. So these are the 7 points of physical posture. We really need to be aware of it. This is the main point. To really, you are really maintaining this 7 points. You try from the top to the bottom your physical posture to stabilize. First, I'm going to make a singing bowl. So you focus on this singing bowl. And then once you stabilize this physical posture, then second next is the basic mental attitude. And today we are anchoring the mind with an object. So we're going to choose our object will be our breath, breathing, incoming and outgoing breathing. So you try to anchor your mind and on your breathing. It's natural breathing. Let's try. Whenever you distract your mind, simply coming back to the object again and again without any reaction towards your thoughts. I hope this is not too difficult for you. If you are beginner or you don't really practice in daily basis, and this is a little bit challenging, but don't worry, it will overcome through the practice. Also, you must accept difficulties and challenge, you know, in physical level or mental level. And this is called patience. Patience is the most important tool to develop meditation. Physical posture, try to maintain, and also in relaxed manner. Do not put too many tension. And then, if you like, we can count the, your breath, you know, breath. Incoming, outgoing, one, incoming, outgoing, like this, counting. Till you are distracted, you can go up to 10, 15, 20, 50. If you are distracted, then start counting from zero. And then also to recognize there are, in general, there are two obstacles in meditation. One is called agitation, you know. Agitation is like a wander mind. Your mind is too much scattered. Not in one place, just moving. Chain thoughts. And this is called agitations. If this is happening, then you have to recognize, try to recognize as soon as possible, and then come back to the breathing. So this is the one obstacle. And another obstacle is drowsiness. So it means not really clarity in your mind. It's not clear, you know. Your mind is not very clear, then again, you have to recognize it's not clear. Then you put more focus on your breathing. So this is important to recognize these two obstacles or fault in meditation, agitation and drowsiness. And there are subtle and gross, but it's okay now. It's just simply try to recognize and come back. You know? So it means we should not really stay with the drowsiness either, agitation. Then our mind get used to it. Then it's not really helpful. I mentioned two obstacles or two difficulties in the meditations are agitation and drowsiness or dullness, whatever you call. Dullness is kind of unclear mind, foggy mind, you know, it's foggy, it's unclear. This is called drowsiness. And agitation is like gross agitation, could be like destructive emotions like anger or maybe fear, resentment, and subtle agitation. It's like discursive thoughts, you know. So what we have to learn from the meditation is we are not really going to push them away. We are not going to fight with our emotions or thoughts. We just accept in the reality as it is. Simply, we need to create more presence of awareness, vigilance, thoughtfulness. In fact, these awareness are within, but we need to recognize this awareness so that we are not really overshadowed by our destructive emotions. We are not really swept away from our thoughts, you know. So we really, simply with this awareness, we really need to watch. So simply watch. We are just observer, what is really happening here, now. Just observe. And therefore again, we are going to use the same method, same object, you know. Our object will be our breath, and this is the most common and very effective meditation object. So we are not going to escape from the reality. What is our reality in this moment or now? So we really need to confront what is our reality in this moment. Pain or pleasure, doesn't matter. And meditation, objective of meditation is we learn to live even in these difficult situations, in painful situations, you know, we are not really escaping and we creating some imagination for just short period of time. So meditation is always, we have to be in the reality now.